Hello again and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Scott Fitzsimmons. Today we're talking Snowarama, and it's a perfect day with snow coming down and blowing around. It's exciting. The 41st annual Snowarama, and with us we've got John Danasik and Rick Bradshaw. Great to have you both here with us today. How are you doing? How are you braving this weather out there today?
I guess we're grateful for the snow. If the wind would settle down and leave the snow on the trails, that would be excellent. Yep. But I understand they're out there grooming today, trying to see how things will go. So we're confident we'll have an excellent ride next weekend.
Yes. Well, great to have you both here. Tell us, this event is coming up very shortly. I know that we've been talking about it for a while, but it is getting closer and closer to this event that's coming up. Tell us, when is Snowarama taking place here in Yorkton?
It all kicks off next Friday on the 9th of February. It all starts with the pre-registration and a reception night out at the Gallagher Center at the Flexi Hall. Registration will be open from 7 till 9 p.m. We encourage you to bring all your money that you've raised out at that time, and also your online pledges will be set up to accept them. And then as well, we have a reception night that'll be sponsored by Rawhide's Back 40. And it's a time to socialize, get to meet with riders that I know a lot of people treat this as a reunion. This is the one time they get together as a snowmobiling community here in Yorkton. And it's an excellent opportunity to visit with your other riders. And then Saturday morning, it all starts off at 7 a.m. again out at the Flexi Hall with a pancake breakfast that will be served. And I think we're hoping to start the ride off around 9 o'clock, and then it's heading up to Rawhide's out there at Steenon. We went that way last year and got a lot of rave reviews, so that will be occurring again this year. And then maybe I'll let Rick take over from there. My details aren't as good as his. So
yeah, from Rawhide's, of course, great meal at lunchtime there. You know, it's they do an awesome job, and nice to have them come on board, along with the Kenora Club, Snowmobile Club, and the Norquay Club, and Kamsack Club. So the trail, there's a few different trails, but that trail we're running runs up the one way or the other. Everyone converges on Rawhide for lunch, and Co-op, of course, on board again to help us out with fuel. So all the sledders' fuel tanks are filled up, and you head back home. We will double back a little bit through Good Spirit area, but other than that, it's unique trails, rolling hills through north of Kenora, Norquay area, and, you know, obviously there's very good snow up there and decent snow here. Mm-hmm. As John mentioned, the groomers are out today and would be out again next week. Trail will be good. Fills are a little blowing hard right now, but that can change in a week too. But at least we've got some white stuff on the ground, and sledders will be out raising pledges for our event. When we get back home, of course, everyone gets changed and cleaned up a little bit. Not that we all clean up that pretty, but we'll all clean up a little bit. And the 41st annual banquet that runs after Snowarama will go, and it's an excellent time between, obviously, some prizes we give out for oldest rider and farthest driver and oldest sled and things like that. But it's a good night had by all. There's some fundraising events that went on in the city that will be presented there as well.
Nice.
In that will be supporting Snowarama. And great meal by the staff at the Gallagher Center. Prizes. And the big grand prize at the end, we will draw one of the riders will get drawn for a snowmobile and go home with a snowmobile. And it's there, and they can take it home that night. So
that's
pretty exciting.
It's pretty awesome. I know that this is something that is so much more than just a fundraiser. This is an event. I mean, you know, if you look at, you know, like you said, the night before, you know, with the entire thing, people come for the ride, but they also come for the reunion to meet with the people, for the different events that go along. It really is something that can be looked back on fondly, and I think that's one of the things that makes this so successful every year, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, we've been really fortunate. There's a core group of riders that keep coming back each year, and then each year we attract a few new ones, and we hope that they become part of the permanent group. We're prepared for up to 300 riders. We hope we can exceed that level. Mm-hmm. But if the snow conditions continue, I think that'll help to create more enthusiasm when people get out there and ride. It has been a great year up until now, so hopefully the snow will bring out the riders. And also just want to mention, if you do the whole Yorkton to Steenon and back, that's about 220 25K. If you don't want to do that long, you have the option of trailing out to Good Spirit and heading up to Steenon, or out to Kenora to the sports ground and trailing to there and then doing that shorter ride. So there's a variety of options. And I think that's one of the successes of Snow-O-Rama. Yep. We try to have something for everyone. So whatever tickles your fancy, we'll have a trail to meet your needs there.
Well, and this isn't a race. This is a leisurely ride where you get to see so much of the scenery. I mean, that's one of those things that you don't get to do, or you don't get to see unless you're on a snowmobile, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. And of course, we've got a lot of people from this area that have been up to Rawhide. They drove down the highway straight north, made a left or a right and a left, and they were there. They didn't see the rolling hills that are north of Kenora. It's beautiful country up there.
Yeah.
They didn't see the wildlife lands that you ride through from here to Good Spirit. You know, everyone's been on the Snow-O-Rama, seen that. But even I was surprised last year when we went up north of Kenora, how many of our Yorkton riders came back and said, wow, it's really nice up there.
Yeah.
It's only 35 minutes away, but for some reason, that meant not that many people had been up there. And again, that reunion, you get in a few little groups of riders and you meet someone on the trail and you get out in that ride and the weather's going to be perfect. We've got that plan. John's all got that ordered. So.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, it's a very nice weekend, and it always has been. Obviously, you don't do it for the reward. You do it to help the kids and help the event. But in the end, it's a fundraiser that you actually get a lot back out of. You get all your riding time. You get your camaraderie of all your friends and your breakfast and your lunch and your supper. And we didn't touch on the cabaret yet, which is happening afterwards. We'll get into that. And that your ticket for that is included. Yeah. And your fuel from the co-op. It's just kind of a win-win.
Yeah.
And so it's a great event. And, you know, and like John said, our different places to unload help. We really, again, appreciate the Kenora Club coming on board to help us. Yorkton Club has been on board since day one. But different clubs coming together, different snowmobilers coming together to try and help pull this off and keep it as one of the largest snowmobile fundraisers in the world. It truly is.
It's incredible.
It's raised a lot of money over the years. And John would probably have that number right in the top of his head. But it's done a very... He's smiling. It's just done an amazing job of raising funds for the kids that need it and getting snowmobilers together, and it keeps going and keeps running every year.
And I know that other years you've had some incredible numbers coming through this, and that's been, again, a show of the people that come on board, the businesses that are willing to support, the people that are coming out to fundraise and taking the time to go get pledges and things like that. But also, when you talk about the way that it impacts the kids, like you're talking about, it's something that, it can last for a lifetime. The memory of a small smile that you can put on the face of somebody through Camp Easter Seal. It's just, it's incredible.
Well, yeah, it's just amazing the impact that the funding that this event and other Easter Seals events generates for Osaska Abilities. By far, Camp Easter Seal is the largest program that benefits from these types of fundraisers. And every year, it's between 700 to 800 campers go through Camp Easter Seal during the months of June, July, and August. And what we're finding is that the medical needs of the people that we're supporting continue to increase. It's no longer sufficient just to have one nurse on duty 24/7. We're up to two, three nurses, depending on the abilities of the campers that we have for any particular session. And what we've also done this year to try to alleviate the waiting list, because unfortunately every year there's about 100 to 150 people that we're having to say no to, and hopefully we'll get you in every second year, is that instead of a six-day camping experience, we've gone to a five-day camping experience, but that will allow us to take an additional 75 people in this year we can reduce that waiting list. So we're always looking at ways, how can we accommodate as many people as possible in that safe, fun-filled environment. And if anybody's ever in the Watrous area during the months that camp is open, we really encourage you to go and ask for a tour. Camp is very safe. All the accommodations that they have in place, the staff training that occurs. So safety is first, and then having fun is the second most important thing. And as you said, the smiles that are there. And Camp Easter Seal often provides many firsts. Maybe it's the first time away from mom and dad. Mm-hmm. It's the first time being in a swimming pool. It's the first time riding a horse. It's the first time being on a pontoon boat. Because of all the adaptations and accommodations are made, we can provide for those firsts, and those happen because of events like Snow-O-Rama.
Well, and you think about the costs of you know, living life are a little bit more. Mm-hmm. When you start to look at camp, you know, that's why this is so important, because, you know, the cost of having somebody to make sure they're okay, like you said, having a nurse and multiple nurses there really is something that I'm sure even parents are finding a hard time, you know, letting their kids go for the first time. Mm-hmm. But that is a huge relief, I'm sure, for them to be able to know that, hey, my kids are taken care of, and this is a good thing for them.
Yeah, and you raise an excellent point. I just want to clarify, there is no charge for going to Camp Easter Seal. You are responsible for covering your transportation costs to and from camp, but once you get there, that's all provided free of charge, because we know there's an additional cost because of having a disability. So we wanted to ensure we remove any financial barriers from people wanting to attend camp.
Yeah.
So it's because of these fundraising events we can provide those experiences for 700 to 800 kids and adults with disabilities throughout the months of June, July, and August.
Well, we're going to continue talking with John Tanesic and Rick Bradshaw. Snowarama 41 is coming up. Once again, the dates for people that want to be a part of it.
It all starts next Friday, February 9th, from 7 till 9 at the Gallagher Center, and then the reception is 7 to 11, and then Saturday morning, be out there bright and early for a pancake and sausage breakfast.
Nice.
Starts at 7, and we hope to have you on your way at 9, or if you're trailing out to one of the other drop-off points, come and have breakfast and then head out, and be out at Rawhide's between, I think, 11 and 2. Lunch is being served in the field trucks are being there.
Nice.
So, yeah, get out there. It's going to be a great week. Weekend.
Now, if somebody is listening right now and they're thinking, you know what, I think I can make it, I'd like to be a part of this, how can they be a part of it?
That's obviously, there's online, which got going a few years ago, and you can get all your friends and neighbors that don't live anywhere near you, your relatives that moved away,
right,
and think they're missing the Saskatchewan experience. You can go to snowarama.ca. It'll take you to the Abilities webpage. So it's very simple, snowarama.ca. Do a little clicking, a little searching. You'll find it there. Sign yourself up. Share it with your friends, neighbors, people that, that don't like you but will give you money.
That's right.
You know, you can collect that way. Or, of course, you can pick up pledge forms at the Ability Center or at the dealers in Yorkton. The four Yorkton dealers support the Snowarama very well. Each year, one of us, one of the dealers steps up and helps with the snowmobile, which is the grand prize. So pledge forms are there. Pick them up. Hit your coffee row buddies up. Hit your $200 minimum pledge, and you're entered in the draw. And just to touch on that, for every additional $200 you raise, another, your name goes in the draw again. So obviously, we have some people that raise a lot of money.
Yes.
They have their names in that draw a lot. And last year was a prime example. The fellow that won the sled, you know, he I don't think he had the minimum, but he's certainly probably in that $300 range or $400 range. Name was in there once or twice. Brand new sled. Tickled pink, phoned his wife at home, and we got a longtime Snowarama participant now. He's a newer rider to the Snowarama family, and definitely going to stay on board and going to keep coming back. So your name's in that draw. There is, of course, live auction and silent auctions and all kinds of other fundraisers going on. So that makes for a good day.
Well, you win a snowmobile, I guarantee you got a rider for life with Snowarama.
Yeah, I think so.
That's pretty awesome. Well, we're going to continue talking about Snowarama that's coming up once again Friday and Saturday, February 9th and 10th. And we're going to be back right after this on All You Ever Wanted to Know. We're back here on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Scott Fitzsimmons talking with John Tanesic and Rick Bradshaw with Snowarama, the 41st annual. Very excited for this event that is coming up. Now, I've got a question. You know, if somebody, you know, has a friend that has a, you can have, it doesn't have to be your snowmobile. You're okay if they're willing to lend it, risk it to somebody else, you know, that's okay too.
Yes, that's fine. As long as the sled is registered, I believe that's the main thing, that has the insurance coverage.
Yep. Yep.
As long as it runs, and if it breaks down, we've got a great group of guys out there that'll, a number of years we've had a tow machines in, from what I recall, so assistance will be available.
And one of the things, too, is I know there's a lot of people that have some vintage machines. Do you get some of those coming out?
We do. The Vintage Club has always had a presence. It goes up and down, kind of in a little cycle, but yep. we always have a vintage group, and that's where the unloading at the Kenora Sports Grounds started. Was obviously with the vintage sleds, they don't want to do 240 kilometers, so from Kenora they can unload, ride straight to Scene, and then even instead of doing the loop all the way back through Norquay, they can actually come back to Kenora, which is a much shorter loop. So as John mentioned, there is a few options for the trail there.
Nice.
And certainly there's always a prize given out for the oldest sled, and it nice. Completes the ride, and a few other prizes for, like I said, oldest rider and farthest traveled and things like that. So those are some of the things that are given out that night, Saturday night.
Wonderful. Now the banquet, the cabaret coming up, that's always a great way to finish the day. What do you got planned for this year's event?
So we're hoping, I know last year we went a little longer on the banquet. We didn't make the draw for the sled till about 10:30, and then the cabaret was a bit late starting, but we've reviewed the program. We're going to tighten it up. We hope to have you out of there by 9:30 once we draw for the sled, and then head on over to the Agri Pavilion, and we're proud to present the second annual Flurry Fest. It's by Topps Promotion, has a partnership with us. They're pulling that together, and Third Degree Burns will be the band playing, and that'll go to about 1 o'clock, 1:30 at night, and as you say, it's a nice way to wrap up the evening, so we're really looking forward to that. The people that attended last year had a great time, and we hope to bring out a few more people, and I guess it's also a way we want to ensure that the event always has something new and a different, that it can keep growing, and this is one of the ways. We haven't had a cabaret probably for the past 10-15 years.
Oh, wow.
We've reintroduced it, and last year's support was good, so we want to keep doing that, and hopefully we can grow the event by that as well. And I guess that's the other part. You don't be around for 41 years if it wasn't for the vision and commitment from a core group of volunteers.
Yeah.
And very pleased that Rick and 11 other people sit around that Snohorama table starting in August to start looking at the event and how can we continue to grow it and make it fresh, make it exciting. So every month, every second week, that committee is meeting, looking at the event, how it's going to come together, working their networks and pulling in a variety of favors to make things happen. So a huge thank you to the volunteers that are there as the committee members. And then probably the day of the event, there's 60 people in registration making that work. What, probably another dozen to 15 out on the trails that are doing the checkpoints and the fuel point volunteers that Rick looks after. So a huge thank you to the volunteers. We wouldn't be around for 41 years if it wasn't for those dedicated individuals.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, that's awesome. And I'm sure for you, it's such a passion, I'm sure, both on the snowmobiling, but also on seeing what Snowarama does for the kids.
Oh, yeah. It's something I've been involved with since the first one. And it's... You know, it's grown and changed, as John mentioned, and tweaked its way along. Really not at any low points. It's been an exciting event every year, something different. And getting to see what the camp does for the kids, I had the opportunity last year, and it was an eye-opener. Really enjoyed it. Went out there in the summertime and took a friend of mine that had no idea, and he's got a couple of young boys. And he must have said a half a dozen times, he says, we take stuff for granted what our kids can do. This is so amazing out here that these kids get to do this and these people get to do this. We need to help this in any way we can.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not a snowmobiler, so that's a whole different avenue. We're looking at a motorcycle thing that maybe we can help him with. But, it's a great opportunity to get together and raise money for a good cause and have fun. And the cabaret got added last year. Again, that comes from the committee. Certainly a push from a couple people on the committee to do it and pulled it off last year. And a couple changes this year, as John mentioned, with a little shorter program. Cabaret is going to run a little longer. It was cut off a little bit short last year. We're going to have an extra half an hour to socialize and enjoy Third Degree Burns. And tickets are available for that separate. So if you're a rider, you're going to get a ticket and you're going to be a participant. That's included. But you got friends and neighbors that have nothing to do with snowmobiling and want to come to a midwinter cabaret.
Yeah, for sure.
Tickets are available at the Ability Center. They're available at Uptown Casuals, at Schrader's, and the Parlor Barbershop. So you can grab a $15 ticket and have something to do in the middle of February. Could be an early Valentine's Day present.
Absolutely. You're not kidding.
Why not? And as with the banquet, as we mentioned, you get a ticket for this banquet if you're a rider. But if you've got a family member that isn't riding, really doesn't want to participate, but would like to come to the banquet, of course, banquet tickets are available too. Same at the Ability Center and at Schrader's, the banquet tickets are there. Mm-hmm. And pick up a banquet ticket for your family members that can't ride or maybe have a broken down machine or something, and make sure they come out to at least enjoy the evening.
Oh, well, that's wonderful to see. Because again, like you say, I know people work, you know, and you can't always get off maybe to be a part of it. So, you know, but you want to be a part of this exciting adventure or be a part of hearing some of the stories, because I'm sure you have different stories every year about what happened on the trails on Snow-O-Rama. So great to hear. Again, this is coming up Friday, February 9th. With you can come in and bring your money. Do you prefer that they bring their money that day if they can?
Yes, it's actually easier for us because we're working on some pretty tight time frames on Saturday to get all the money entered and the rider information and balancing, making that bank deposit, and then being ready to roll at 5 o'clock with the program where all the results are produced. So if you can come out Friday, that gives us a bit of a extra lead time, so we very much appreciate that. But if Friday doesn't work, we'll take your money Saturday morning too. We'll never say no. So we'll try to be as accommodating as we can. And if you decide Saturday morning, this looks like a great day for snowmobiling, come on down. We've got the papers. We can register you on the spot. As long as you have that $200 minimum pledge, you're in.
Wonderful. It's great to hear it again. It's something that anybody can be a part of. It doesn't matter how young or I mean, obviously, how young of a new rider. I mean, you don't necessarily want young people. Is there an age that you need a parent to be involved with?
Yeah, you're, you know, Saskatchewan law has you riding with a parent when you're 12 and up.
Okay.
So, and I've taken a course and stuff. So that's a legal thing, but so obviously there are people doing that. And then there are riders that, you know, there's six, eight, 10-year-olds that will go out for the ride with their parents. They're not driving their own machine, but they're certainly participating.
Very nice.
That's all part of it too. It's definitely a family event. We, you know, the social, the supper, everything is geared towards family. Obviously, the cabaret is for 19 and up, but the whole rest of the package is for an entire family. Even Friday night's program, when you're turning in the pledges, that's free for anyone to come and sit around a table in the Flexi Hall and socialize. It is a beer and wing night, but we have juice for the kids, and we have, you know, we have some pop for them, and there are even little games going on in the corner because there are families that you know, people want to socialize and the kids want to play a little bit. It's a big facility. There's a little bit of room for them to run around. So, you know, if you're out Friday night and you want to enjoy some beer and wings and have a social time, and maybe you're not even you're not riding this year, come out and have a visit, and maybe you'll grab a pledge for him for next year.
Wonderful. You know, it's a great idea, and really, again, if people are wanting to find out more about how to be a part of it, how to get tickets for just the cabaret, the banquet, however they want to be a part of it, how can they do that?
You can stop by the Ability Center out at 162 Ball Road. Give us a call, 782-2463 or snorama.ca. So a variety of ways to get a hold of us. Or stop by Schrader's. A variety of people there are quite familiar with the event or any of the snowmobile dealers. So we draw tremendous support from the community. So many different ways that you can get the information that you need to become involved.
And I just wanted to mention, speaking about snowmobile dealers, the machine that is being given away this year is a new Polaris 550.
Oh.
So it's coming through from Discovery Motors in Yorkton. And so Evan and his staff down there will have the machine all prepped and sitting on site. So you got a brand new, you know, great little fan-cooled 550cc Polaris, you know, winning roughly, I don't know what they're worth. I'm going to say $10,000 because that seems to be the range for sled nowadays. So that's your prize. That's your grand prize. So, so again, thanks to Evan and the staff at Discovery there for the Polaris snowmobile for this year.
Wonderful. Well, it's going to be a great event, I'm sure, because it always is. Thanks again to both of you for being here. Is there anything else that you want to talk about before we wrap things up?
Are you coming?
Me? You know what? I will see what I can do, but I haven't been on a snowmobile since I was 4, so it's been a little while, but you know what? I would love to be out there and be a part of it sometime, so thank you very much.
Great. Fantastic. Thank you.
This has been All You Ever Wanted to Know. Once again, Snow-O-Rama 41 is coming up Friday, February 9th, and Saturday the 10th is the ride. Coming up, we are going to have the All Request Lunch right after this. Have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.